This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
The New York Times recently determined that one of its journalists repeatedly fabricated, plagiarized, and otherwise falsified his stories. That reporter is gone, and the need for truthful reporting remains. How do you decide what to believe when you listen to or read the news?
You send us these responses at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Listener comments were pragmatic. No one asserted that the medium of delivery had any connection to credibility. Instead, listeners suggested general gauges of credibility to apply to all forms of news media. Look for 3 or 4 points of confirmation from different news sources, including the web news services, suggested one. This tactic of triangulation, of using multiple points of view in order to get a better bearing on the truth, was suggested by many listeners. Additional advice came from one who suggested that this triangulation of the news include at least one news source from another country and give greater credence to news sources that are proved over time to be credible. And what do philosophers have to say?
Asking what viewers believe from news media accounts was kind of a trick question. Like it or not, we're dependent upon news media to tell us important information so that we can function in our world. We need to know that the bridge is out, and we need to know what choices the city council is making on our behalf. Journalists function as the eyes and ears for citizens who can't be everywhere at once. That is why it's so important that journalistic accounts be accurate and complete. We would have a hard time figuring out where else to go for day-to-day information about our changing world. Even the internet reports generally depend on some news media source or another. Ethically speaking, the disclosure of a lying journalist at the New York Times is not something that any news organization should take lightly. Jason Blair is a reminder to news managers everywhere. Someone needs to double-check the reports that journalists produce. But nor can citizens afford to be cynical. As long as we deny the importance of the news media upon which we depend, we're not likely to demand that journalists live up to their public trust. We will never get more than we expect.
Here is next week's question. An old lesson of politics is that once power is gained, use it to promote your leaders, not as celebrities, but as heroes, and then attack opponents as unpatriotic. In a democracy, is it ethical to use this technique to achieve political ends?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula.
The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.